All right, brothers and sisters, we would like to welcome you to sacrament meeting today, and most excitingly, we're welcoming you to our primary program today. So it is always an exciting time for that program. Bishop Roberts is currently out. He should be here before the end of the block, and so I, David Holland, will be conducting and presiding. I'd like to welcome anybody that is here for the first time or just visiting to, again, partake of this wonderful primary program. By way of announcements, we would like to thank those that attended the fall barbecue, as well as those that helped make that come to be. We're grateful for all in making that a successful activity. We'd like to remind you that Friends of Scouting is still going on, and that you can meet with Brother Crabb to get more information on that. This is our last year as a church participating in Friends of Scouting program, so we hope that you can support us in this endeavor. Tom says we need more friends, so please help us. We draw your attention to the announcement in the bulletin about Stake Youth Conference that is coming up and ask you to mark your calendars for that. We would also like to make those aware, and I believe you've received a text message, and if you haven't and think that this announcement pertains to you, then please get with Sister Brunts immediately. But we are going to have the Scout Youth Protection Meeting immediately following the sacrament meeting in the big room over here that used to be what we called the High Priest's Room. It is a full hour of training, so please get over there as quickly as possible so that we can get this accomplished. I'd also like you to be aware that next week is General Conference, and we hope that you are preparing for that. The following week, October 14th, will be our Fast and Testimony meeting here in the Heatheridge 6th Ward. We will begin this meeting by singing hymn number 64, On This Day of Joy and Gladness, after which Sister Sierra Packer will give the invocation.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day and the chance we get to be here, to partake of thy sacrament and to gain another chance to become better this upcoming week. We are thankful and we're excited for to hear the primary program, to hear the testimonies of our little children, and to feel the Spirit, and bless us that we can have our hearts open to the messages that they say, and to be touched by their testimonies and hear what we need to hear. Bless that we can be instruments in thy hand this week, and that we can be open to acts of service to do, and to be able to see the needs around us, and to be able to fulfill those. We love thee again, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We would also like to recognize that Brother Flickinger is here for Stake High Council. We're proud of him for shaving his beard, and we will turn some time over to him for some stake business.
I couldn't take the beard anymore. My wife happens to like it, however. Brothers and sisters, it's always good to be here with you. We're doing things electronically now, so just need to bring this close to my face. The Stake Presidency has asked that I, Brother Flickinger, conduct the following business. John E. Thomas of the Heatheridge 3rd Ward has been released as a member of the Stake High Council, and we propose that he be given a vote of thanks. All who wish to express appreciation for his service may please manifest it. Thank you. Will the following stand if he is present? Lit K.U. of the Heatheridge 3rd Ward has been called as a member of the Stake High Council, and we propose that he be sustained. Those in favor may manifest it by the uplifted hand. And those opposed, if any, may manifest it. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
We'd now like to conduct the following ward business. We have released the following individual, Sister Stanya Brennan, as ward choir director. We propose that she be given a vote of thanks for her service. All those who wish to express their appreciation may do so by the uplifted hand. Thank you. We have called the following individuals, and we ask them to please stand as their names are read. Sister Sierra Packer and Brother Jacob Packer as ward choir directors. Sister Stanya Brennan as Relief Society blood drive coordinator. We propose that they be sustained. Those in favor may show up by the uplifted hand. Those opposed, if any, may show up by the same sign. Thank you very much.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. One of the tremendous blessings of the gospel is that we have the knowledge of the plan of salvation, or the plan of happiness. We know who we are, we know where we lived prior to this existence, and we know why we are here. I have been privileged this year to share this doctrine with your children, as the primary's theme is, I am a child of God. Month after month, we have reminded the children of who they are, their true identity. And month after month, I have been impressed with the same idea, that the plan of salvation and its related doctrines is evidence of our Heavenly Father's love for us. As you listen today, I hope that you too will feel of His love through the precious voices of these sweet children.
Eliza, do you know where we lived before coming to live here on earth?
We lived with our Heavenly Father in the premortal world. We lived as a family with our heavenly parents. That means that Heavenly Father knows me personally. He knows me by name. He loves me and wants me to be happy. And because we are His children, we want to become like Him.
So, Dallin, how do we become more like Him?
We become more like Him by coming to earth, gaining a body, and making righteous choices. We choose Heavenly Father's plan in the premortal world, which allows us this experience on earth. The scriptures tell us that we shouted for joy and when we heard Heavenly Father's plan.
Chloe, did Heavenly Father give us anything to help us on our journey here?
He gave us commandments. If we keep the commandments, we will be happy. But Heavenly Father also gives us agency, which means that I have the ability to choose whether or not I will obey the commandments. But regardless of how I choose, I'm responsible for the consequences of my choices.
Do you think it will be possible for us to always obey the commandments?
Heavenly Father knew that we wouldn't be perfect, which is why we needed a Savior. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
I am a child of God, and He has sent. Heavenly Father loves us so much that he provided us with a beautiful earth on which to live. Jesus created the earth under the direction of Heavenly Father. Indy, how many days did it take to create the earth?
6 days.
On the first?
On the first day, he created day and night.
And on the second?
And on the second day, he created the firmament.
Bodhi, what about the third day?
What about the fourth day?
On the third day.
On the fourth day.
It made
a land.
And the seas.
And the seas. And the plants.
Jane, what happened on the fourth day?
On the fourth day.
The fourth day.
He created the sun.
He created the sun.
The moon.
And all the planets.
Aubrey, tell us about the fifth and sixth days. Okay, speak into the microphone. Say, he made all kinds of animals.
He made all kinds of animals.
And finally, he created people.
He created people.
Good job.
Okay, Heavenly Father created all of us in his own image. And I asked Miles what it means to be created in the image of Heavenly Father. And he told me that it means he's divine, he's royal. Right now, he's a prince, and someday he'll be a king.
Colin, is it possible for us to live a perfect life?
Jesus is the only person who has lived a perfect life. He set the perfect example for us to follow, but because of the fall, we often forget and are prone to sin.
So what can we do about that?
Because of Christ's atonement, we can repent when we sin. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, 16 says, "For behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer if they would repent."
So Jesus saved us from our sins. Miles, is there anything else he saves us from?
Jesus also saved us from physical death. Mosiah 15:20 reads, "But behold, the bands of death shall be broken, and the sun reigneth and hath power over the dead. Therefore he bringeth to pass the resurrection of the dead. Because Jesus was resurrected, I will be resurrected too.
The prophet Joseph Smith was often asked, "What are the fundamental principles of your religion?" The fundamental principles of our religion are the testimony of the apostles and prophets concerning Jesus Christ, that he died, was buried, and rose again the third day, and ascended into heaven, and all other things which pertain to our religion are only appendages to it. It is because of Heavenly Father's gift of his Son that all men, past, present, and future, can return to live with him, who is the Father of our spirits. But to ensure that that can happen, it was first necessary for Jesus to come to earth in the flesh to teach men by his example the correct way to live, and then to willingly give up his life and in some miraculous way accept the burden for the sins of mankind. There is no other way nor means whereby man can be saved, only through the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Who shall come, ye remember that he cometh to redeem the world. Jesus is our Lord, our Redeemer, the Messiah, the King of Zion, the Rock of Heaven. He ransomed us with his blood. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
After Jesus and his apostles died, some important gospel teachings and ordinances were lost or changed, including baptism, priesthood authority, temples, living prophets, and the sacrament. All of these gospel treasures were restored through the prophet Joseph Smith. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ appeared to Joseph Smith in the sacred grove when he prayed to know the truth. Later, Joseph received the gold plates and translated them into the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon contains teachings that we treasure because it explains truths that were once lost. We receive many blessings because we have these gospel truths. There are a lot of ways to share this treasure. A great way is by being a missionary. We can all be missionaries right now by being good examples to our friends and sharing the gospel. I have a cousin who is currently on a mission. Sometimes he gets creative with how he shares the gospel. One snowy day, he and his companion took their snow shovels to a big snowy hill that faced a busy road. They shoveled really huge letters that spell Mormon.org into the side of the hill. Hopefully it helps someone new learn about the gospel. I am grateful that Jesus Christ restored his church in the latter days so that I can know about the gospel and have this great treasure in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
We are fortunate to live during the last dispensation when we have the gospel, the blessings of the restored gospel. Caitlin, Bryant, what are you thankful for?
I'm grateful for the priesthood. John the Baptist restored the Aaronic priesthood, and Peter, James, and John restored the Melchizedek priesthood to the earth. The priesthood power is required to have the full blessings associated with the saving ordinances, and all of God's children are blessed because of the priesthood.
I'm grateful for the Book of Mormon. It is another witness of Jesus Christ because it tells of Christ's visit to the ancient inhabitants of America. It shows us examples of what happens to people when they are righteous. It also shows examples of what happens to people who are prideful and have forgotten God. I know I can receive a testimony of the Book of Mormon by reading and praying about it. I'm grateful for the restoration.
Taya, who leads the restored church?
We are led by a prophet. Our prophet today is Russell M. Nelson. I know that I can trust the prophet because he is led by Jesus Christ. I will follow the prophet with which means that I will listen to his counsel and do what he asks.
CJ, what has the prophet taught us recently?
The prophet has told us that we need to pray, read our scriptures, and live worthy of receiving revolution for our lives. He says that we will need the Holy Ghost help in our lives, and we are so lucky we get to hear the prophet speak to us again next week.
Heavenly Father loves us so much that he has blessed us with a living prophet who can give us guidance. What are some things the prophets have taught us?
The prophets taught us
to read the Book of Mormon.
The prophet teaches us to pay our tithings.
The prophet teaches
a prophet
me. Teaches me.
Teaches me.
To live.
To live.
The word of wisdom.
And the words of wisdom. The prophet teaches me to do my genealogy.
So over the next year, you both will be turning 8. Do you know what that means, CJ?
It means that we will be baptized. Jesus told us that we must be baptized to be saved, and being baptized means that all my sins are washed away.
And Ellie, are you excited to be baptized?
Yes, I want to be baptized because I want to follow the example set by Jesus. And every Sunday once I take the sacrament, I will be reminded for my baptismal covenant.
Crew, is there anything else we receive when we're baptized?
We also receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If I looked for the leave of the Holy Ghost, will be my constant companion. Will help me choose the right.
Our Heavenly Father must love us very much to give us such a gift.
I'm proud of you for choosing to be baptized. And I'm also grateful that I got to be a part of that. Will you tell me about that experience?
I felt really happy when I got baptized. I felt good to know that all of my sins were washed away. And I was clean. I also had a special feeling knowing that I was making promises with Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, that day was a great day where I got the gift of the Holy Ghost. As my dad, grandpa, and others confirmed me, a member of the church, I knew I was making promises, making the right choice. I am grateful for my opportunity to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and that I know now have the gift of the Holy Ghost to help me in my life.
Aubrey, you were also baptized this year. Will you tell us about that experience?
This summer in primary, we learned that we can follow Heavenly Father's plan by being baptized and confirmed. When I was baptized, I felt a feeling I never felt before. It was warm and comforting. My family was there to support me. I wore a pretty white dress, and my dad sang a special song, a beautiful song, about the covenants we make when we get baptized. As soon as I was baptized, my sins all went away. It was like my life started all over again. I wanted to follow Heavenly Father's plan to get back to heaven. After I was baptized, my dad and uncles put their hands on my head to give me the Holy Ghost and a blessing. I felt really special and happy at that moment. After I was confirmed, my grandma and aunt sang a special song about how Jesus is the shepherd of my soul. He was baptized even though he was perfect, so he could teach us the way. Now that I received the Holy Ghost, it can help me choose the right too. The scriptures tell us, "For behold, again, I say unto you, that if ye will enter in by the way and receive the Holy Ghost, it will show unto you all things that ye should do." 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. Even though I was nervous about getting baptized, I'm glad I was able to be baptized and receive the Holy Ghost. It was a really happy day for me and my family. I know that choice was an important part of Heavenly Father's plan for me. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Family, a proclamation to the world, states that the family is central to the Creator's plan for the eternal destiny of His children. Heavenly Father wants us to live in families so that we can learn and grow. Jet, what are some things we can do to strengthen our families?
We can have a family prayer, family scripture study, and family home evening. The proclamation also tells us that we can have wholesome recreational activities. That means we can have fun with our families.
Grace, what else can bless our families?
Heavenly Father has given us the priesthood, which is the power to act in the name of God. This power can be used to bless families. I can receive blessings when I'm sick or feel worried, or even when I'm starting school.
Kian, how else has Heavenly Father blessed families?
Heavenly Father has blessed us with temples. When we get married in the temple, we are sealed for time and eternity. This means that my family will be linked together forever. And as we do family history work, we can link even more people into our family.
They are You know, our Heavenly Father loves us so much that He wants us to communicate with Him. Lily, how do we communicate with Heavenly Father?
We can pray to Heavenly Father at any time. I pray with my family. I pray at meals, and I can pray when I'm by myself. I can even say a prayer in my head. Heavenly Father always hears my prayers, and I know He will answer my prayers in the ways that's best for me.
Stone, has Heavenly Father ever answered your prayers?
Yes. When my baby sister Avril was sent on a helicopter to Primary Children's Hospital, she was not doing well and could have died. I wanted to be able to have my sister live so I could play with her. So my mom and dad told me to pray to Heavenly Father to help my baby sister. I prayed for Him to help her live and get better. The doctors were able to try something dangerous that actually helped her body to survive. And she came home healthy 3 months later. I know that Heavenly Father and Jesus listened to our prayers and that helped and can help us with if we have faith. I am grateful for prayers and that I can pray to Heavenly Father. I pray every night to thank Him for my blessings and ask for things I need. I know that He hears me and helps me. If you've seen my sister, you know she's the cutest.
Oh, our prayer this day that all of you will know that you are part of Heavenly Father's family, that like us, you are a child of God, created in His image. Because we are created in His image, we are divine and have infinite potential. We are all brothers and sisters, which inspires us to treat each other with love and respect. Our Heavenly Father loves each of us, and His plan is ultimately for our happiness. We leave this testimony with you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We would like to thank the primary presidency and all of the primary teachers and choristers and parents that helped this wonderful program come to be. We truly have been taught. I want to thank the primary children for teaching us today. You've done a great job. All of your parents should be proud. Ask for a special treat when you go home. If not, come by my house. I have cookies. Or at least Jordan will start baking some, so we'll be good. We will close by singing hymn number 304, Teach Me to Walk in the Light, after which we have asked Brother Jacob Packer to give the closing prayer.
Our Father in heaven, we thank Thee so much for the spirit that has been in this sacrament meeting, for the spirit that has been brought by these primary children. We pray that we can all take that and remember it and use it and recognize that we all are Thy children. Please bless that we can keep this Sabbath day holy and that we can prepare for General Conference next week diligently and daily. We love Thee, Father, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.